no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
Welcome to It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that makes sense of all of life's stupidities. Joining me today is myself, Josh, because usually I say my name first.
Usually.
Also, seated to my right, as you can clearly see on this audio podcast, is my friend Jeff.
Hello there, people.
And seated to his immediate right is his friend Zach.
Oh, I hate you.
Zach attack.
And seated to his immediate right is a robot that we like to call Rita.
What's crack-a-lackin'?
And seated to her immediate right is me. And that brings it full circle.
Oh, we're sitting in a circle.
We're sitting in a circle.
Circle of love.
Oh, that was last episode. Sorry.
That was last episode.
My bad.
We're just so trapped in our ways.
It is a circle.
Really.
It's a circle.
It is a circle.
It is
life.
A circle of
full
life.
Circle. Everything's in
we
circle.
Need to get Elton John on this.
Yeah.
Or ABBA.
Someday.
Is it ABBA or ABBA?
I
think it depends. It's like tomato, tomato, potato, okay. Avocado.
We have a thing every episode that we call the bleep of the week. It tops off an episode there. It gives it a fine, rich taste. So whenever we swear, you'll hear that.
Gives you a flavor.
You'll have that feel on your palate.
You can taste
that,
it.
Then you can just, it's so delectable.
Actually, it's probably Zach's fart I still taste.
Oh. Oh,
nope.
Now I can taste it.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
That was at least an hour ago.
At least.
Not even.
Anyway, you'll probably hear the bleep of the week later on this episode. We got tired of testing it out. It's going to have to go when it goes.
If we come up with clever ways to test it, like by saying fucking stuff,
we'll definitely address it.
It's kind of rote, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole process.
It's understood by now. I mean, it's
a pretty process, honestly.
Yeah. All right.
And go.
Go.
Go. Where are we going?
Go.
Can I come?
You can come all you want.
No.
Innuendo.
In your endo.
Oh!
No!
You're going to give me like a stroke over here.
I'll stroke you.
Damn it!
Keep going. Keep going.
Give up. Don't say anything, Zach. Let him do the podcast by himself.
Oh, I'm good at doing things myself. Wait.
Oh, is that why your right arm is bigger?
He's just got one beefy arm.
It's so awesome. We need to post pictures of ourselves on our podcast. So they need to see your beefy right arm.
Joke's on you. He's left-handed.
Yep.
Oh.
Switch hitter. Anyway,
it's like an entirely different person.
We should move on with the show.
No, talking about your beefy right arm.
Sex talk with Dr. Ruth. All right,
let's go get the dolls.
Oh, as we do each episode, we flip through the newspaper on the internet and we find a couple of headlines that hit that certain spot, that certain spot
the male G spot
after the that's it.
The spot in the prostate.
I was like T spot, P spot. No, I couldn't think of the letter, but thanks for that.
No, that's spot up your butt.
Oh yes,
quiet. Is the T spot the place where you turn into a zombie? Is that the spot on your body that you push to get turned into a zombie?
Yeah, just an on-off switch back here.
Nice. You catch that reference, Josh? T-virus?
T-bar?
T-bar.
T-dog.
Oh, T-dog.
Casey and JoJo.
Casey Anthony.
Baby.
I'm so lost.
You don't know Casey and JoJo?
Casey and JoJo.
God, you did not live in the 90s.
R&B up in that.
I think you should go and play a
is
hit
it
for them right
the
now.
Letter
for everyone.
K and the letter C.
No, KC and JoJo.
Oh, okay, this one.
Yeah. Oh, see, okay, you do know it. You do know it.
I would never find another lover sweeter than you, sweeter than you.
See, like when you said that, I was thinking like there are two female singers, like Casey and JoJo, and I was thinking Allie and AJ for some reason. So this is the song that was going through my head.
Wait, you know an Allie and AJ song?
Yeah. I think it was on some like pop-esque, like it was some like Guitar Hero rock band type thing.
You're right, it was.
Ooh, you in the prone position? I think. Wait, prone is standing,
don't
right?
Think, no, yeah, prone is laying down.
Yes. Oh yeah. Never mind. I have to get some.
You're close. I mean, close. I'm basically it's doing always, the opposite.
Yeah, he's laying down vertically.
I was just gonna say. I was gonna say the exact same thing. I'm laying down vertically. I really just wanted this to feel like a stand up. So there's a brick wall behind
okay.
me.
Okay. Oh. A little spotlight, neon sign.
Zach's a stand up comedian now.
Okay. Tell us some jokes. Tell us some jokes.
Airplane food, am I right?
Ah! Hey, did you hear about corduroy pillows? They're making headlines.
Ah!
Oh, I hate that joke.
Oh, that's so good.
No, I just need to stand, guys. I just
fair
need
enough.
To stand.
All right, that's all right. Speaking as long as you're talking to the mic, I'm not going to complain.
Sounds good.
That's right, because the sound does sound good when you talk
get
into
it,
the mic.
Get it, yeah.
That was good. You're a cerebral comic like Mitch Hedberg. Sort of.
What?
Who the hell is Mitch Hedberg?
What?
Mitch Hedberg?
Yeah, who's that?
You know, get out! Now!
You can't make me get out.
All right, fine.
That's what I thought.
I didn't know who CeCe and JoJo or whoever. What,
Casey
what was it
and
now?
JoJo.
What is? I'm trying to think of the Mitch Hedberg joke. Like, do you think that the people at the Pringles company were originally a tennis ball manufacturers or something? But one day their truck came in and it was filled with potatoes, and they were like, "Cut them up."
That's great.
I can't say I've actually heard of him.
He died.
Oh.
He was
Did he die of not being funny?
No, he liked to partake in such recreational drugs such as weed and
cocaine.
Oh. That sounds like a nice guy.
He was awesome.
Did you know the guy who made the DeLorean? Mm-hmm. I forget his first name. His last name was DeLorean.
DeLorean. Yes.
I can't remember his name. He lost all his money because he was busted dealing cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why he was dealing all his cocaine, he was trying to get money for his company.
Mm-hmm.
What a good idea, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
That was a long time ago.
John DeLorean. There we
John
go.
John DeLorean, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why the car was only made for a year, because they had to shut down his company because he was selling cocaine. Just so anyone listening, cocaine selling is not a good business plan, just to let you know.
No.
The market's always iffy. I mean, you never know when prices are up, when prices are down. Yeah. The market might get oversaturated.
Cocaine selling is a fine line.
We're trying not to promote drugs to people here. And you're just trying to make it funny. Good job, Josh. Good job.
Sorry.
You should get out.
All right, let's podcast.
All right.
Woo! Woo! Let's podcast.
Yeah.
Let's get some podcasting done.
Podcast. Oh,
feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I gotta keep going. All right.
All right, so we're just only going to read these headlines.
All right, let's read some headlines.
No,
we're
not
going to
read any of the meat of the article. Just the headlines, that's it. Starting with this.
Josh ate all the meat.
I ate all the meat. I put it in my mouth, and I just swirled it around a little bit.
You let it slide down his throat.
Meaty.
Cats do.
Okay.
Here's the first one. It's rescuers use chainsaw to free hoarder. So, you know, like, just a pack rat, they collect things. So they probably got, like, three other chainsaws somewhere
were
in the house.
Were they just buried in dead cats?
No, that's what I learned. Chainsaw cats?
That's what I'm... No, dead cats.
They're already dead, Jeff.
That's what I've learned from the few times that I've seen hoarders, and from what I know of hoarders, is that it's just always dead cats.
Yeah.
There's just always lots of dead cats under furniture.
Mm.
They got a room of dead cats.
They just like move a couch and there's like three dead cats under it.
That's really depressing.
Or just like totally expired food. Like, hey, this food expired in the 90s. Did you know that? Oh, but it's still good.
But Surge is delicious.
Oh, diabetes in a can. What was it? Didn't they have like something like Kick 2 or something like that that was kind of competing with Surge?
I don't know. Surge was like the first like cross. Well, not the first, but it was like higher caffeine content, like,
and sugar.
That was their marketing thing, is that there was more sugar and more caffeine than Mountain Dew.
Yep.
And
kind of the start of the energy drink craze.
Kind of, but I would actually say Jolt is the one that really did that.
Yeah, that's...
And that was really at the start of the energy drink craze, right. Not so much the beginning of it.
Yeah, I think they just kind of got the idea going, and then other people saw it and was like, wait, we can do this better. We can make not people have diabetes by drinking our drinks.
It's like, have you ever made a gallon of Kool-Aid? It's like, use like the gallon of water.
It's terrifying.
Pack it, and then like a cup. 4 cups of sugar.
Yeah,
and it's like you taste. Oh, that's not sweet enough. One more.
And I
that's monster.
I used to have a rule in my house that there was always a pitcher of Kool-Aid in the fridge,
uh-huh.
And that, because you know soda's expensive. Yeah. Kool-Aid's cheap as shit.
Kool-Aid's like 10 cents a package,
and it's delicious.
Yeah. I'm sure we've got some old packets lying around somewhere, too. It's just like you buy so many of them, and it's just like, oh, well, you know, we'll find
it. I used to mix, like, two of them together. That was
that's what we always did, too. I always did, like, one cherry and one lemon, or, like...
make your own awesome Kool-Aid like, flavors.
Be, like, the bartender for kids. Like, hey, what you want?
I love a cherry lemon!
All right.
All right. You want that on the rocks?
Yeah! Yeah! Shot of brandy!
Why does the little kid sound like he might be like smoking?
Oh, that's exactly what I was gonna say. Yeah, this little kid sounds like he smokes like 3 packs a day.
You got
candy cigarettes are my gateway drug.
So you got smoking kids. I got creepy sounding kid voice. And
all right, I'll work on my kid voice for this next one.
Okay, Zach, what do you got over there?
That doesn't even sound like
anything. Oh, that's like Elmo after smoking a pack.
I say it sounds like a really raspy Elmo.
Elmo, why don't you go down to the corner and get him a pack of smokes? He wants a carton of Newports! But not Newport 100s! It's a Newports! Unfiltered!
A Florida man was killed after his dog stepped on the gas pedal.
What?
Okay.
So you're driving along. I imagine that it had to be like that classic scene from like 60s or 70s movies where you're like driving along and all of a sudden the car just goes off a cliff.
Oh, Doyle
and then it just hits the rocks and explodes down.
They were in the market for like B-movie footage.
Yep.
And they're like just sitting at the bottom of the cliff. They're just like waiting for that moment. It's like, we've used all the clips we've got of people driving off cliffs.
They just have like 6 different camera angles for the same same car drop, and they just use it multiple times throughout the show.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how, like, why are you letting your dog down by your feet while you're driving? What the hell's wrong with you?
Have you ever seen a dog in any car? Like, if you don't have them in, like, a restricted area, they're just, like, running all over the place.
They don't. No, that's not true.
That's not a well-behaved dog.
I've seen dogs that have done that, and they're just, like, all up in the owner's face.
But if you've got a Labrador, how the fuck is it going to get down on the floor of the car to hit the pedal?
There's enough room, like...
A lab can't even sit in your lap. You wouldn't be able to see.
Yeah, but they just have to get down to where the gas pedals are and be like, oh, I'm going to curl up by your feet now. Also, my head is on the gas pedal.
What kind of car do you drive that you have that much leg room?
Well...
A Cadillac. An Oldsmobile Cutlass.
Cutlass Supreme!
Dude, those things are bitching.
Yeah, they are.
So did the dog survive, you think?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because how else did they know that? Well, I suppose.
I know. That's what I was going to bring up.
The dog calls 911 afterwards.
I was just going to say, Jeff, do they think they interviewed the dog and that's how they found out what happened?
What was that, Lassie? Little Timmy sucked. No, you stepped on the gas pedal?
Wait, you did what? You stepped on the gas pedal? Well, why would you do that? You thought it was a break. What? You wanted to stop and get burgers? Well, that just seems strange.
But that's a good idea. You want to go get burgers, Lassie?
Sounds good. What? Oh, we should probably get one for Timmy because he's in the well. Okay. All right. We'll get him an extra burger.
We'll get him a Big Mac. I hear Timmy likes Big Macs.
He's got to be hungry. He's been in that well for like 30 years now.
get a little extra bread in there. That extra piece of bun. Carb him up. Carbo load.
Yeah.
Gotta get that energy going for him.
Carbo load, Timmy. It's gonna be a long climb back to the top. Better to get those nutrients while you can.
So I was reading, and I came across.
You can read?
I know. Hooked on Phonics helped me. Reading's never been so easy before. I'm hooked on Phonics.
Yeah.
1-800-ABCDEFG.
Is that really?
Yeah. That was totally a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know what Hooked on Phonics is, but is that their? Was that like legit their phone number?
Yeah,
that was it. But what did your article say, Jeff?
There's going to be a blind man to bicycle across Canada.
Okay. Question, is he bringing his dog with him?
I was just going to say, is the dog going to run in front of him? Did they think they made a dog or a bike in which the dog could, like, sit in? Maybe he's got a sidecar?
Yeah, it's a little sidecar. It's like a child seat, like a car seat.
And then you, like, bark high if there's something on the left and bark low if there's something on the right. Do you think that's doable?
Or maybe there's a braille trail, so he just kind of leans his right hand over. He just reads it while he's riding.
You know, like, on the side of the highway, like, how there's the bumps?
Yeah, that's
like
braille for the blind people driving,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly. So they just, like... They, like, typed messages out, like, almost like Morse code style. So, like, they just did it in, like, intervals. So, like,
speaking of that, I can't remember the road in Japan, but there's a road in Japan. If you travel at the speed limit they tell you to drive, it plays a song while you're driving.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
I love the Japanese. They have too much money sometimes, even though they have no money.
Why don't they have money?
Because their money's so depreciated. A candy bar costs like 1,000 yen.
I mean, maybe if they weren't hanging out on a little island and getting owned by tsunamis and nuclear power plants.
Yeah.
Also, they're trying to make a real like life-size Gundam.
You know how many times I've heard that in the last 15 years?
Right, but no, they're actually legit in the process of
making
it. I know,
they have been in the last like 15 years. They've been doing it. It's just funny because I hear that constantly. I really want to go see the Gundam movie that's coming out.
Oh, they still do that? Still making new Gundam stuff?
Oh, there's Guillermo del Toro is making a Gundam movie.
Oh.
Didn't you see the preview for it before The Hobbit?
That wasn't Gundam.
I mean, like, it is. It doesn't matter that it's not called Gundam. It's giant robots.
Facing giant monsters from the Marianas Trench.
You're mistaking Gundams for Transformers again.
No! He's not making a Transformers movie.
It's something about the Marianas Trench monsters come from it and we battle it by building giant robots. Oh. It's like real steel.
No, enlarged. It's not. No, it's Gundam. It's literally Gundam.
Except for they're not inside it at all.
Yes, they are.
No, they're an entirely different room.
Are you sure? Because it looked like they were inside of them.
Because I'm pretty sure there was one scene in the preview where they had like two people in the same room controlling two robots.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, they did that in Gundam.
Are all the buildings Gundam. when they're filming the robot scenes, are they going to be made of like those styrofoam things that the Power Rangers buildings?
That's what I was actually thinking too. It's going to be like Megazords.
So awesome. Like, don't even worry about special effects. It's just like
The movie looks pretty bad actually, but it's got like I wish I could remember the name of it.
It's something about the Marianas Trench.
It is not called that. It's a one word title.
Gundam style.
God damn it, shut up.
Sorry, that was the easy one to do.
No, Psy.
I'm ashamed of
it's
myself.
Pronounced Psy.
Psy? Psy.
Next news article now.
I've ruined it.
Shamed yourself and your dojo. Yeah.
Your next news article better be good.
Well, it says, dentures lodged in woman's throat, doctors don't notice.
How?
How do you get to have a medical license and not... like, how... How?
You think, hey, there's these teeth-shaped things protruding from your neck. What can those possibly be?
When I get to the point in life where I'm old enough to have dentures stuck in my throat and not know that my dentures are stuck in my throat, euthanize me. Yeah. Put me out. Put me down. Like, because at what point is there even a purpose to living? Like... Fine, you have dentures. That happens. It's part of life. You kind of lose your teeth. Teeth suck that way sometimes. Uh-huh. But when you're having trouble breathing and your dentures are missing,
And food and corn on the cob is so much harder to eat all of a sudden.
It definitely is. Like, how do you not figure out what you've done? How do you not know there's just a tooth? There's like an entire jaw in my throat.
How maybe. Do you even swallow your dentures?
I don't know.
Like,
old. Do you think, like, being, like, old, like, your throat passageway is much like a vagina, and then it just gets looser and saggier, and things could just go down it much easier?
That could be.
It's like a hot dog in a hallway.
See, I'm assuming...
Look at broken Josh. He's curled up in the fetal position in a chair, just help laughing me. Maniacally.
Help me. I'm assuming, though, she probably... She had to just, like, swallow half her dentures. There's no way she could swallow
yeah, it was probably, like,
bottom.
The top. Yeah, no. Hell no. But I mean,
then she'd have been like a deep throat champion in her past life.
Oh,
Dolores does Dallas.
Hit me with another news story.
We're all done with news stories. I'm sorry, we're fresh out. But if
Jeff had two,
no, I only
Jeff
had
only
one.
Had one.
I have two blank cards and a regular news story. Yeah.
Well, way to go, Josh. Way to give him blank fucking cards.
Well,
that's all right. I pooped in his fridge.
That's true. I'm going to save it for dinner tonight.
A poo-poo platter.
So if you actually...
That was a really awful joke.
Oh, shut up, you whore.
If you actually want to know what
sorry,
happened
that was
in
mean.
Any of these news stories, be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And that's it.
And feel free to email us, because no one emails us.
Yeah, we'll do a quick rundown.
NoBrainerShow@gmail.com.
NoBrainerShow. Before the / the Facebook. That was way too
wow,
cryptic.
That's confusing.
That is confusing. How about
Facebook.com/ it's a no-brainer show?
Or you can, yeah, so you can Google
it's a no-brainer.
If you don't know how to use
no-brainer
internet that way.
Wait a second. We're pausing here
showbrainer.
While Zach figures out.
Showbrainer. It's at Showbrainer.
Showbrainer?
Yeah.
Showbrainer.
It's just no, but now we're going to get a lot of pictures of people's scrotums.
Why? Why?
Because it's like showing brain, hanging brain. That's a thing people say.
Yeah.
It's a thing. I usually, thing. You know, I try not to say it, but...
So showing brain is slang for show me your scrotum?
Well, I don't think people Jump come up to me you. Like, hey, yo, show me brain. It's like...
like, oh, you sure, son?
Like, yo, man, that dog was hanging brain.
Oh.
Like, it's not something that people say affectionately. Pants.
Facebook.com/ no brainer show, Twitter.com/ no brainer show, and then Jeff's already said the email, so I won't say that again. Although maybe I should. NoBrainerShow@gmail.com.
You're so repetitive. Just I'm see so you after repetitive. The break. Are we doing 17 quizzes again?
Yep. We went to 17.com/fun/quizzes/prom/party-personality-quiz.
The best part is Josh just typed that in and it happened to come up.
It did. I was just like, hey, throw out some words. And it just so happened to hit. So we're going to take a quiz.
Josh, you like these way too much.
But... Yeah, well.
Hey, well, he's the 17 girl at heart.
Yeah, that's true. But before we do these quizzes, we need to touch up upon something. I know you were trying to escape it by proceeding through the...
Actually, I wasn't trying to skip it. I just kind of forgot again.
You forgot again. Well, luckily, I had remembered, and I wrote it down. We're going to do it this time.
Okay.
But anyway, you might remember us mentioning it on the previous episode, or maybe some of those before that. Jeff, you have a challenge that you must complete.
Yeah, I'm gonna just say this right now before the challenge starts. A lot of the stuff I'll say will probably not make sense now.
All right. Well, let's.
And that's okay.
Let's go on over here. We're gonna go over to our Facebook profile here, and we'll have Rita read out. Because basically what we did after Jeff was like, hey, yo, I'm going to do a challenge now because we got a whole bunch of likes within a 1 week span. And he decided that he was going to do a challenge if we even got 10, which we crushed that.
Yep.
Doubled it. But then we had a vote out to the public.
Counting.
And it said this. Take it away, Rita.
Vote now to decide Jeff's 10-minute challenge for episode 16. Remember,
If he fails, he pays a penalty in a future show. The winning choice, with 8 out of 10 total votes, was choice 1. Whatever he says must rhyme.
All right, so for the duration of 10 minutes, Jeff, you must, whatever you say must rhyme. Now, it can probably be, it doesn't have to be like one word that you say and then the next word that you say. So like funky monkey or anything like
brass
that.
Brass monkey.
But it could also be like, I'm going to get funky with this little monkey. And it can be like a couplet type thing there. But
is that a technical term?
A couplet?
Yes.
For a collection of two rhyming lines?
Like
yeah.
Is that like an industry term?
That's a poetry thing, yeah.
And then in the rhyming community.
In the rhyming community, yeah.
That's fine as a dime.
Rhymes.com, RIMEZ.com.
That's the message board Josh posts on.
I'm a moderator, actually.
Oh, he's a moderator?
Yeah. But, so for
username Saul Williams fan. 420 in the hood.
I must ask you, Jeff, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Ready.
Let the challenge begin. And again, we are doing a quiz on 17.com. This is called What's Your Party Personality? Are you the life of the party? Take this quiz to discover your celebrating style. So now Jeff, Zach, and I are going to provide our answers to this short little quiz here. And we'll see what our party personality is. Starting with the first question here. You get an evite to a birthday celebration. Immediately, you plan something cute to wear. Invite everyone you know to. Think about what gift you'll bring.
Definitely think about what gift I'll bring.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. Yeah.
It's. I've never been the best at buying gifts for people. Especially when I'm invited to a party and, like, that's an expected thing. The pressure is on and I have to decide, like...
Yeah.
Does she like pink? Like, I mean, is it...
That's fair like a bear.
Yeah. See, I mean, yeah, well, because birthdays...
9 minutes.
Birthday party is kind of synonymous with, like, give me presents. So I see where you're coming from. I'm also going to pick that. And also laugh at Jeff for his terrible rhyming skills. Your skills can kill those bears. All right, Jeff. Do you think...
I would plan something to wear, because I like some flair.
Oh, okay. We'll see how your party personality shows after this here. All right, next question. What is your favorite holiday? Halloween, your birthday, or New Year's Eve? Well, if everybody's getting gifts for birthdays, I might as well say my birthday is my favorite holiday, even though it's like not marked on a calendar. Hey.
Marked on your calendar.
Marked on my calendar.
Should be marked on any of your friends'
should be
calendars.
Marked on any of my friends' calendars.
New Year's Eve. Let's ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. Is that even a thing anymore?
That barely rhymed.
Well, he's trying.
When he starts making rhymes that are like... Equine? That's
minutes.
So fine. Well, that's what we know, like...
Well... once we break
I
that
can't
through.
Rhyme, so have some brine.
It's, I don't think brine's a word.
Brine is what you like soak chicken in.
That's brine.
No, it's brine. Brine is what you soak your meats and chickens in, isn't it?
With an N.
Brine? Rita, what is the definition of brine?
The word brine, while not used very frequently today, comes from the Old English word brine. And salt water used for preserving and pickling foods.
Apparently, I've been really self-conscious about this lately, but not enough to actually care. No, not my farts. Those I don't give a shit about.
Your farts smell like sharts.
Good rhyme. That wasn't even intentional, was it? No, like, apparently, I'm always right. About things.
7 minutes.
But I only ever argue things that I think I'm right about. So I don't argue with people over things that I don't know.
Yeah. It's like you don't want to risk saying that you know something and then find out that the person you're arguing against is a professional who knows a lot about brine.
I don't even think about that. I don't argue about things that I don't think I'm right about because there's nothing to argue about. If I don't think I'm right, then I'm like, oh, okay.
Fair enough.
But right. Apparently people think that I'm a know-it-all.
What is your favorite holiday? Do you know that answer? Hmm?
I don't really like holidays, but it was between New Year's birthday and what?
New Year's Eve, your birthday, and Halloween.
Ugh. I don't like any of those.
Oh.
I really don't. I hate my birthday.
All right, so we're not marking your birthday.
And Halloween's the worst.
All right, so New Year's Eve it is.
New Year's Eve it is.
At a typical get-together, you can be found talking to the friends you came with.
6 minutes.
Mingling and meeting new people. Or playing DJ. I guess I would probably just be talking to the friends I came with. Because I remember I'm not the go-getter at the party. I'm just going to follow along everybody and stay in my little comfortable bubble.
I definitely try and talk to people, but
I don't know how to rhyme. This is not fine.
Okay. What is your answer, Tiny Dancer? This is so much more fun. I think if all of us had to rhyme, this would be so sublime.
I don't think rhyme and sublime rhyme.
What?
Maybe they do.
How can they not rhyme? That's a crime.
Hey, do you happen to have the time?
It's quarter past a lime. All right, Jeff, what are you saying here?
5 minutes.
Oh.
Mingling and meeting new people. Because.
Because?
I like the steeple.
Okay. All right. We'll let that go.
Oh,
next people and steeple.
Next question. To you, the best kind of gathering is a small one with your best friends, a small to medium-sized house party, or a wild party that goes on all night.
What is the first choice again?
A small to medium-sized house party with Marty.
With Marty.
Ooh, good
that was
save.
The second choice. A small one with your best friends.
And then a rager?
Pretty much.
With Frazier.
With Frazier. You know they'd be serving all them tossed salad and scrambled eggs up at that party.
Oh, yeah. But he still don't know what to do with them tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
All right. I think...
4 minutes.
I think, oh, God, what are you doing to my house?
Trying to grab my hat because I'm fat.
Oh, wait, but you weren't wearing a hat.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, you were. Oh, my mistake.
And he fell off the back of the couch.
All right. I am going to say that it's just going to be a small one with my best friends.
Yeah.
You think so, too?
I think that's my preferred party. I do like a crazy party every now and then, but like not so much. I think I like the idea of a crazy party more than I like being at a crazy party.
But as your girl counterpart, you would want to go to a wild party then?
You know what? Yeah, I would like you to go to a wild party because I'm going to get white girl wasted and I'm just going to throw down and get up on the dance floor.
Okay.
Your girl is going to be ready to hurl.
Bang. Oh, girl and hurl. Okay.
I know, I got
that
it.
That
I'm
was
just
a little bit more...
at you. Because I'm just watching you struggle with life right now.
Which celebrity would you most want to celebrate with? Orlando Bloom. He's so dreamy. Usher. He's kind of dreamy too with his shirt off. And Paris Hilton. She's so hot.
Usher. He's a slusher.
Usher is a slusher. I have no idea what that means, but Jeff has said Usher. I don't know. I guess I would probably go with... Paris Hilton's too boring.
Paris Hilton will probably end up sleeping with everyone at the party and is
that's
all gross.
True, but I'm a girl. Why,
I know, and she's gross. I'm not saying that as a positive thing. I'm saying that as a negative. Oh, I think it's got to be Orlando Bloom. Because not only is he dreamy, but he's got a constant supply of Bloomin' Onion snacks.
Is that where his last name comes from? His father or his grandfather invented the Bloomin' Onion.
No, actually, it's actually when his great-great-grandparents came over on Ellis Island, even though he's not from the United States. They maintained their accent through the generations, but originally... it was their last name was Bloomin' Onion Head, but they changed
they shortened it
just to just Bloom because it was a mouthful to say and people didn't really understand.
That's
and they weird. Did invent the Bloomin' Onion. Yes.
Okay,
was that true? You,
yep,
Jew?
Yep.
You're Jew.
You backed
okay.
yourself into a corner.
You're Jew. As we're running close on time, for you, the one element that makes a party is. the food, the music, the people. Let's start with Jeff on this one.
Okay.
I hate you, you
Jew.
Jew.
you got a fine line here.
The food for the mood.
1 minute.
The food for the mood. That makes your mood go up. Okay.
I'll tell you what. I can't party right unless I've got the proper jams. That's got to be the music. Yeah. If the music isn't right, neither am I.
Yeah. I can agree with that too, because I mean, if I'm not socializing, the people don't matter to me. And
but I mean, even if you were going to socialize a little bit, if the mood's not right.
Yeah. If there's like no music or not the right tone of music, that can ruin it there. But yeah, I don't think the food's going to correct that.
Because I'll tell you what, like if I don't hear at least like 6 Miley and T-Swift songs in a row, party is a failure. I put my hands up because they're playing my song. I mean, it says it in the lyrics. Miley knew what was up.
If you're not going to be dancing, you might as well be partying in the Jew essay. Shout out to my boy, Jeff.
Shout out to homie, Jeff.
Challenge complete.
Jeff, you've completed your challenge.
Finally.
Barely.
Hey, you're lucky I just didn't Dr. Seuss it up in here.
Oh,
you should have.
You could have.
I thought that'd be real words.
You did. Okay. You did make up words half the time.
Yeah, like
half of what you said were made up.
Brian. Name one word that I made up.
Rhyme.
What did you rhyme with Usher again?
Slusher. Never heard of a slusher. No. Never heard of a slush.
I've heard of a slushy, but never a slusher.
A slush is someone who likes to drink a lot.
Oh, that's a lush.
That's a lush.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So well, I made up one word.
And brime.
Brime is a word we found out.
We're not saying that you failed. I'm just saying.
You didn't make up words.
We're gonna leave this to the jury. That is our Facebook fans. And just they'll decide whether you did this accurately or not.
The best part about this quiz is just when the stuff I've been picking that can rhyme.
You're going to have the weirdest results here then.
I know.
Yep. All right. We have one final question now. What is your favorite party outfit? Whatever you put on that morning. Something new and fun. Or a dressy top and your fave jeans.
I wish that I could combine a dressy top and jeans with something new, because I like something new, but I like it to be like just a brand new top. So we're going to go with a dressy top.
And your fave jeans.
My fave jeans.
Okay. Jeff, now that you don't have to rhyme anymore.
I'm going to have to just, the one I can my inner girl can relate with most is the dressy top and some jeans.
Okay. I'm the boring girl. I'm going to go with whatever you put on that morning. And the computer will now be tabulating the results and figuring out who did what here. All right, starting with boring old me here. You're a private partier. Yep, I pretty much said I was an introvert. You're pretty laid back when it comes to celebrating. For you, a get-together is more about seeing your friends and meeting new ones. But a party is also a great opportunity to mingle with new people, too. Next time you're out, branch out a bit. Okay, I think I can do that.
Yeah. I think that's a positive outlook.
That's a good challenge.
It is.
That's
a good message.
For 2013, I think that's a good
I think we gotta,
thing to try.
We gotta grab life by the threes because it's 2013.
Damn.
Oh,
okay.
It's a baker's dozen.
Yeah.
Oh, I want donuts.
Jeff.
Yeah.
You're a perfect partier.
All right.
You got the right balance of having fun at a party, and you know how to rhyme too.
You're fucking kidding me.
You're polite, but
you guess things at random because you can make them work, and you got a perfect partier.
Yep.
All right. You're the perfect guest, and you'd probably make a great host, too. Keep having fun.
Hey.
Rigged.
Yeah. Rigged. That's pretty much true. As Zach likes to know, when I decide to party, I party big.
Yep.
It's true.
Go big or go home. Unless you're holding the party at your home, then, I mean.
I'm already home to party
big. You're
already
home, so you win either way.
Last time I decided to party, I drank an entire bottle of Jack to myself.
What?
Yeah, when I party, that's what I tend to do.
Oh.
Drink an entire bottle of liquor to myself.
It just rarely happens, luckily for himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zach, you're a party animal. Yeah. There's fun, and then there's having too much fun. You often cross the line. For you, it isn't a party until something unforgettable happens, like drinking a whole bottle of Jack.
I've never forgot a night.
You may want to tone it down a little. After all, you can still have a good time without making a scene. 17.
17, Zach.
You're 17.
I think that my life is a failure if I don't end up in rehab and juvie before 18.
So. Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Well, yeah, because once you hit that age of adulthood, all the things just vanish.
Yeah, exactly. They're gone. It's just erased from the system.
It's just like...
You can have as many abortions you want.
Uh-huh.
I mean...
You can murder somebody.
Yeah.
You could have a pile of dead babies in your garage.
Yeah.
It's like a free pass.
I really got to pee.
Okay, while Jeff is peeing, you can also check out the quiz yourself if you want to figure out what kind of party pooper you are.
And then post your results on our Facebook
and
page.
Yeah,
we want to hear about it.
Leave a comment.
We want to know how you party.
Yeah. Do you party like a rock or do you party like a rock star? I'd find a way to sneak that in there. And I did. I just did.
I'm glad that you did because now I have a good reason to hate you.
Thanks.
And if you have any silly and or crazy party stories, you can throw those on the Facebook or even tweet them out at us. That would be interesting.
Any way you want to do
it. I'm just coming up with stuff off the cuff.
Leave us a drunk text or a drunk voicemail.
Oh, do that.
Can you do that, please?
Oh, my God, please do that.
That would be awesome. So
put
our phone number in your speed dial or like so it's easily accessible. 864-96-BRAIN. That's 864-962.
But here's the thing. I want, like, legit, like, well, no. Listen. You need to stop right now. We will know if you're not drunk.
Uh-huh.
You can't bullshit us. So don't fake it. I want to hear some legit...
Throwing up some bathroom acoustics.
That's my new novelty album coming out. That's my new comedy record I got coming out. I got a comedy duo, Bathroom Acoustics.
Oh, while we ponder this brilliant business idea, we're going to have even more stupid stuff after this short break.
But I just got back.
Yep.
And that's why we ended it.
All right, at the end of every show, we like to do a little dance, make a little love, and play a game, and decide also who is the least stupidest person in the room.
Do we get down?
We get down.
We do tonight. Get down tonight?
Get down tonight, yeah. Anyway, Rita, what is the challenge this week?
You want answers? We'll give that crazy Yahoo answers.
In this game, the three of us will each have 60 seconds to answer as many questions from the Yahoo Answers service as we can, while Jeff digs for gold in his left nostril.
Cold out on
Prospecting. Prospecting.
Hey, I'm just looking for gold. Don't mind me, I'm an old prospector.
I'm gonna start cash for nose gold. Send in your dryer, no, you buggers. No.
You don't want to open those packages.
You won't have to.
Every envelope is marked with a biohazard symbol because we don't know what's in them gold.
He's gonna have some poor intern to take care of.
Oh my god, that would be the worst.
Oh man.
Cash for gold.
What's your business? No gold. Just you'll see when you open up the envelope.
And just send them a couple pennies.
Which you can then stick up your nose.
Per ounce of booger.
I believe boogers are measured in grams, thank you. 24 karat booger.
Oh my god. This shouldn't be as funny to me as it is. I can't stop laughing. I feel like a child about it.
He boogers. Ah. I guess we know Zach's buzzword there. It's boogers.
It's not. It's really not.
It's just the concept really of not. Weighing boogers
it's
on a scale.
It's just the idea of cash for gold. I'm just imagining a cash for gold commercial with like the old guy and he's just like fist deep in his nostril, just ready to go. pulling on his, like, his left side of his brain, like, womp, womp. He's pulling out algebra out of his brain.
This is my cerebellum.
I'm pulling out third grade math. Oh, forgot how to play baseball.
And there's my history of girlfriends. All right. The three of us will have 60 seconds to answer as many Yahoo Answers questions as we possibly can. On each of our turns, we'll have one option to clarify a question, at which point the clock will stop and will be read additional details about the question. Also, I know we tried this last time, each of the players whose turn it not is, they will have the option to challenge
it not
the
heals.
Answers. Yeah, I can speak English good. So again, the clock will stop in that case while the challenger will have the option to come up with a better answer than the person playing the round, at which point the third person not involved will have to judge whose answer's better. We can drag Rita into it if we need to as well. But the person with the most points at the end of the game will be this week's winner. And I get to pick the order because I was the winner last week.
Yeah, that you do.
And
you do.
I have decided that I will go second, as is customary. I feel that that's a kind of a pattern that's developed. Like, if you win last week, like, I'll go second. I don't want to go first, and I don't want to go last. I'll go second. Zach, you're going first, though. And Jeff, therefore, you will go last.
Oh.
All right, Zach, your time will start after I finish reading this first question. Good luck.
All right.
How do I speak with a plumber learning to take up the plumbing? I'm 18 years and want to become a plumber?
You gotta talk to him with an accent because he'll understand it then.
Okay. What stores sell oversized white sweaters?
I don't know, wherever math teachers and English teachers shop.
Is bathing in pasta sauce unhealthy or damaging to your health in any way?
It's actually really good for your skin. Depending, I mean, if you gotta, sometimes you gotta really get into a good marinara, it exfoliates.
Okay. My husband and I rarely have sex lately. What should I do?
He probably needs Viagra.
Oh. Stopping the clock. Jeff has a challenge. Again, the question. My husband and I rarely have sex lately. What should I do?
Blowjob.
Ooh, and I'm the decider between Viagra and blowjob. Now, I'm gonna ask a little detail. Like, how is the Viagra presented? Is it like she's sneaking it into his food, or?
Oh yeah, no, you definitely do it like you try and give pills to a dog.
To be fair, you never tell a guy he needs Viagra.
Exactly. Crush that shit up and you put it in as like cookies or something.
Okay.
Or
if you can't sneak if you can't sneak Viagra, you just inject him with like nitrates at night.
Or you put
it in nitrates. I get it.
You put it in his Lucky Charms. Because he's confusing the two blue diamonds. There you are. Zach, you got it. 1 point for you. Sorry, Jeff. I was going to go with that if we didn't decide how the bag is going to be used. All right. Your time will continue now. Can you store bleach in an empty milk jug?
I mean, I guess if you want to have bleach all over everything.
Okay.
It's probably going to eat a hole through it.
Oh, okay. How do I find a reputable model/talent agency for a 9-month-old baby?
I think you should probably call Child Services. They'll know all about it.
Okay. What are some fattening foods for a skinny girl? Oh, no.
I mean, I can...
Time is up, unfortunately.
I can answer.
Yeah, you can answer. What would you have said if you had a little bit more time there?
Do you guys remember Wow Potato Chips?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that those would be perfect. I know that they were supposed to be healthy, but they actually had diarrheal like 8 things in them that just made you poop a lot. So you could eat them and still stay skinny.
Diuretics,
that was the word.
Isn't that what scientists are?
No, that's Dianetics.
Oh. Okay.
L. Ron Hubbard.
Okay, I got it. All right, Rita. Tabulate the numbers. See how many points that Zach got on his round, please.
Oh, God, your impression of me is terrible. Was this what you were trying to sound like? Anyway, Zach, you got 6 points in your round.
Okay, that's respectable. That's pretty good. You guys some good answers there, too. I think
I liked your marinara one.
That score is going to hold up, I think.
I don't know why. I liked the one you said you got to get in a good marinara. I don't know why. I really liked that answer for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, similarly, the marinara kind of exfoliates versus like a creamy Alfredo, which is actually going to really seep into the pores more, and it's going to kind of fill in and cover up and give you a nice smooth look.
Oh, get rid of your wrinkles.
Mm. So it's definitely, you definitely got to pick your sauce type versus, you know,
right,
against what your skin, you know, condition is.
Mm-hmm. What does a wine sauce do for you?
It's going to get you drunk.
Yeah.
It's okay. Definitely going to get you drunk.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
It'll get you drunk. Now, whereas a pesto is interesting.
Ooh, yeah.
But unfortunately, we don't have time for that, so
we've
got to move on to the next.
Yeah, it's Josh's turn, I believe.
It's a lot
like tea tree oil.
Maybe on your alternate podcast.
It's called Saucers.
So we just
bathe in sauce. It's on a video podcast.
On iTunes next month, Saucers.
Please don't actually.
Zach's
do it.
Gonna be reading questions to me, and I'm frightened because I don't know.
I have to read questions.
Oh, you're reading questions to me. That's right. Otherwise, you'd be reading
my
questions,
own questions
to yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, like normal, your time will begin when I'm done reading the first question. Now, Josh, are you ready for your first question?
Yeah, I gotta go for it.
You ready?
Yes.
You ready to go big? Or are you gonna go home?
I'm already home, so I'm gonna go big.
All right. How can I politely tell a fat person to move up a little bit when they're squashing me on the train/bus?
Politely?
Politely.
Oh, dear. Excuse me, can you please move over a little bit?
All right.
I said please.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
I need a cute username. Fatty. Can anyone help me out?
Cute username. Bunnies_cat69. Can you pause the tirade? I need to be ashamed in what I just said.
Bunnies_cats@169.
Yep.
It was the year 69.
Bunnies and rabbits 69.
All right.
Congratulations. That probably exists on the internet.
It probably already does.
All right. Resume the time. Go ahead.
Where does thou Pope keep thy toilet paper?
In thy holy bathroom cupboard.
How many times a day does the average person blink?
A million.
Sure. Is giving obese Americans gigantic piles of Twinkies to play with good for them?
Twinkies don't exist anymore, though, so no.
Oh, I want to challenge.
Oh, you want to go back and challenge?
Go ahead.
Yep.
All right, stopping the time.
You want me to reread the question for you,
Zach? Yes.
Is giving obese Americans gigantic piles of Twinkies to play with good for them?
Of course it is. What did we just talk about? You got to bathe in the cream. You bathe in the cream and the Twinkies. Twinkies, the sugar in Twinkies actually has a natural hair strengthening agent in it. It really is good for the follicles, for your split ends. It's got wonderful rejuvenation qualities.
But that's good only for fat people?
Right. It
reacts with the fat, doesn't it?
It's a specific... Basically, from cellulite, it excretes an oil through your skin, which then reacts naturally with the Twinkie sugar, and it creates a quite the rejuvenating effect.
Okay.
You know, I really want to give you the point, Josh, for just because of how long it took him to explain that, but I'm going to give it to Zach.
All right. That's fine.
All right. So...
All right. We're back on the clock now, so ready? When you're done reading this one, I will start it again.
No, give him a little, okay. If your boyfriend doesn't get hard when you're next to him, why is this?
Because he's gay.
What subtle joke would you make to your new employee that got caught streaking? Lol.
Is it cold in here, or is it just your nipples?
How can I get a pic of the ghetto family that my taxes are going to?
Oh, time is up!
Wait, how can I...
How can I get a picture of the ghetto family that my taxes are going to?
Oh, God, no.
I want a video with the Sarah McLachlan song in the background. And I will
remember you. Patrice doesn't have a job to afford fried chicken. With your $1.20 per day, you can feed that craving and so much more. Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. I've retired from the business of showing you puppies with one eye and three legs, and I'm here to petition.
I don't even know how to react right now. Like, I can't believe you actually know a lot of those words. And then here's Josh just actually sounding
Sarah McLachlan impression.
Yeah, I know. I actually thought I was thinking about it. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure when Sarah McLachlan's talking on those commercials, the music stops in the background. Because I think the world would implode if Sarah McLachlan was talking over Sarah McLachlan singing. Yeah.
Sarah on Sarah action equals...
Divide by zero error.
Yeah,
zero
exactly.
Error. All right. All right, Rita, what was Josh's score?
Josh, you also received 6 points in your round, but with Zach's successful challenge, his score now stands at 7 points.
I now have 6, but I have challenge. I have a challenge.
You have two. Or
I have one, because I didn't use mine from your round. And remember, we have clarifies. I don't think either of us have used ours, but you can use yours if it means you're going to win. Remember,
I completely forgot about clarifies.
Remember,
although we haven't had any crazy-ass questions. We had some funny ones.
They've all been pretty straightforward, I think. Jeff's on the other hand. I don't know. We'll see. Well, Jeff, you got... to beat the score of 8 if you want to win.
I'm going Samuel Jackson mode, sorry.
Ooh.
He's serious now that you know he's turned his hat backwards.
Okay. All right. Remembering your time will start as soon as Zach is done reading your first question.
Zach's reading.
There's challenges and clarifies.
Yeah. Jeff, why is it that any anime that has two siblings having fun has something to do with the sky?
Because it's Japan. I mean, you shouldn't question its anime. Just don't question Japan.
All right, fair enough. So I have a sore throat. Could it be from me screaming really loud like 15 hours ago?
No, it's from the deep throat you just gave your boyfriend 10 hours ago.
How do you know your boobs are growing?
You go from an A cup to a C cup.
Challenge. All right, read the question again.
How do you know your boobs are growing?
Because they're growing.
I mean, this is a toss-up because you two basically said the same thing with different words. But I think since Jeff was more technical with it, I think he gets to retain the point.
All right.
Okay, fine. All right, Jeff, you got your point. All right. Your time will continue now.
What are some vulgar Japanese words to express shock? And with an insanely racist answer, how quickly can herpes outside the body be spread, such as on toilet seat or on soap?
I know this from experience, actually about 2 minutes. It takes about 2 minutes for it to transfer.
From experience?
Yes. Don't ask.
How to steal a WWE action figure in Kmart, and is it possible?
You can't. You just walk up to the toy aisle, you rip the package open, throw it over the shelf, and then you stuff the action figure in your jacket.
Challenge.
Ooh, another challenge. All right, read the question once more. I got to make sure I'm judging this right here.
How to steal a WWE action figure in Kmart, and is it possible?
Okay.
Of course it's possible. You got to climb all the way up to the top turnbuckle, and then you jump off doing a backflip and slam him in the face with the elbow. And that's what you do to any Kmart employee that tries to stop you from getting your sweet, sweet John Cena action.
Mm. Isn't the people's elbow a rock?
Yeah. Doesn't mean you can't do it.
Fair enough.
You know, had you mentioned a folding chair, I would have given you credit. But I'm giving this one to Jeff. I mean, it was a really close one. I would say that both of your answers were equally convincing to be real, even though they were both incredibly fake.
I definitely should have said something about manhandling another sweaty man in underwear.
There. That would have won it for you,
definitely,
too.
I definitely missed that part.
Josh likes that stuff.
You've got limited time here, Jeff. You probably can squeak in one more, but we'll see.
Like a mouse.
Your time begins now.
Why do you grow vaginal cysts?
Oh.
Why?
Oh.
Why?
Or how?
I'm glad time's up right now. Because I don't want to answer that. I don't even want to picture that.
Should we see?
That's what happens when you shove a. That's what happens when you shove a razor blade up there.
It's because Jesus doesn't love you.
All right, we need to clarify this since we didn't do any of these. This is from username Lucy, who says, You only get vaginal cysts for having sex, or a virgin can grow them too? And why do you grow them? Because I have a small one, but I'm scared to tell my mom because I don't want her to find out I'm sexual active. And
sexual
I always...
active.
I'm sexual active.
And I always use condoms. Can you get vaginal cysts if the guy touches your vagina just with the finger? Help? I would have gotten you at least 8 points.
Yeah.
But I don't think that would have helped anyway. Rita, did he do it?
Jeff, to win you must have earned at least 8 points. Your score after this final round was 6.
6.
Congratulations,
tied.
Zach.
Yeah.
Tied
you
for last
week's
but
least
that means
stupidest
that
person in the room.
Won outright in first.
Yeah.
With a successful steal.
I say with a successful steal.
I'd like to thank the Academy, okay. Mostly. And to all the people who said that it couldn't be done, f*** you. Because okay. I did it. I'm on top of the world. And I'm going to Disneyland.
What
oh,
about,
really?
What about God? Did God help you in this endeavor?
Nah.
No?
Nah, he did.
What about Jesus?
Nah.
What about Jesus, your mom?
Jesus ain't got nothing for me.
Jesus. You know Jesus. You're like bros. And you're like, okay. Anybody else?
He heard some lewd jokes I was making the other day and wasn't too happy.
Okay. Anybody else you want to thank? No? We didn't have to play you off. Very good. All right. Now get off the stage with your award and just
I definitely
like
don't
do some lines
you.
Of coke in the backstage. Oh, okay.
You don't
we
want to thank Josh for
we didn't get
coming
to that
up with
point.
The podcast idea at all?
Nope. No.
No.
Why would I do that?
Mm.
Why would I give credit where credit's due?
Mm.
Fair enough.
All right. So it shall be.
Sweet pick.
Oh, so great fall! Let it be known that I was not involved in the last, like, minute of that. I got something. Hang on. Before we close up here, can you guys think of any advice or words of encouragement to either prevent people from being as stupid as some of the people that we've talked about today?
Like vaginal cysts?
Yeah, especially Lucy.
I just want
Lucy
like any
the
parting thoughts. Cysts. Like,
don't use sandpaper condoms.
I don't want to touch sandpaper.
Too many people won't get that reference.
I know.
Is that what the movie True Grit was about?
I think we should have a motto and really go forth to the next week.
Okay.
Just to impart some wisdom upon people.
I've got it. Don't stop being stupid, because otherwise we won't have a show next week.
All right. Well, barring Josh's answer, Jeff, what do you got?
Don't stop believing.
Jeff, why do we think alike all the time? Because I was thinking similarly, and I'm like, that's the worst. That's the worst answer.
It was just stuck in my head.
Don't stop the rock. Don't stop the rock. Don't stop
no.
the rock. Don't stop.
Don't stop the beat.
Don't stop.
Can't stop the beat.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Don't turn Everybody. Around. Or are you going to hear my heart breaking?
Don't turn around.
Uh-oh.
Don't break
Uh-oh.
My heart. My achy breaky heart.
Yeah.
Got song overload.
All right. Here's some things that you should do. You do these things. You don't do them.
You should do it.
You should go to facebook.com/nobrainershow and click the like button, first of all.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook.
And if you don't have a Facebook and you have a Twitter, you should go to twitter.com/nobrainershow and click follow on that one.
Yeah, follow us there.
Also, if you have neither Facebook nor Twitter, what should they do?
If we had an email, it'd probably be like nobrainershow@gmail.com.
Probably.
But since Zach doesn't know it, I don't think we have an email.
No, we probably don't.
And if you don't have anything like that, I'm sure you have a telephone or can get to a payphone or something.
Yeah.
Just call us at 1-800
ABCDEFG.
All right, so
it's been a good show, guys.
Yeah, so
I don't want to kill myself after this one. I love you, and my name is Jeff.
I love you, too.
Hey,
my
don't...
My name is Josh.
No, they're mine.
Well,
I love them.
We can love
Josh
them
is a copycat, and my name is Zach.
Yeah, Josh is a copycat, and your name's Zach.
Remember, life is stupid, and so is everyone.
Life is stupid, and so is everyone.
Uh-huh.
Zach. I'm a copycat.
No! You stupid!
Hold on, Urban Dictionary says.
Oh no. Oh
what
no.
Does Urban Dictionary say.
By the way, brine.
Brine, which can be known as brine slime or brown mucus, is a word describing the fluid secreted by the elusive creature Yava. No, nothing with what? I read down and I saw the words ejaculation attacks are not fatal. All right.
So good.
Why must you brine in your pants all the time? All right.